There is confusion this morning about the impact in Massachusetts of the legal struggle over mifepristone. Yesterday, two federal judges, one in Texas and one in Washington State, posted competing decisions about an abortion pill that's been approved by the FDA for more than 20 years. Joining us to consider the ramifications for Massachusetts as we understand the situation as of now, WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Martha, to start with one key point. Abortion is still legal in Massachusetts.
Yes, Sharon. Nothing in these rulings affects state law. But the outcome could still have an impact on abortions here because mifepristone, the drug in dispute, is used with another pill in nearly half of abortions in Massachusetts. So what we have is a federal judge in Texas ordering the FDA to suspend its approval of mifepristone, saying the drug is dangerous, while a federal judge in Washington State says the drug is safe and effective, and the FDA must preserve the status quo. So what that means, Sharon, is for the next 7 days, while there's a stay on that decision out of Texas, both pills are still legal. After that, people may have to switch to using just the second pill, which is not in dispute. The single pill method is used in many states and around the world. Studies show it's safe, but a bit less effective than both drugs.
Martha, abortion rights advocates in Massachusetts are responding to the Texas judge's move to restrict access to the medication. And what's Governor Maura Healey saying?
In a tweet last night, Governor Healey wrote, "Mifepristone will stay available in Massachusetts. You have my word." So what's happening this weekend is the governor is talking to abortion rights groups about a plan to maintain access to mifepristone, which is also known as RU486. Healey says she'll outline that plan on Monday. The advocates she's talking to are angry about a judge in Texas telling the FDA how to regulate drugs and about the ways that confusion around these decisions may interrupt abortion care. Rebecca Hart Holder with Reproductive Equity Now also points out that mifepristone has a strong safety record after 23 years on the market.
It is a drug that is used by over 50% of people in the United States to end a pregnancy. We have reams and reams of data demonstrating how safe this drug is.
But at the same time, Sharon, Planned Parenthood and other clinicians that provide abortion are ready to switch to that single pill method we just talked about if mifepristone is pulled from the market.
And Martha, what are the local groups opposed to abortion rights saying about the prospect of some abortion limits coming to Massachusetts?
They say it's time. Two of the leading anti-abortion groups, that's Massachusetts Citizens for Life and the Massachusetts Family Institute, say the FDA has made it way too easy to get abortion pills. And when they're not used with medical supervision, they can be dangerous. Here's Andrew Beckwith, president of the Mass Family Institute.
We're grateful to see the court put a halt to the dissemination of these drugs. This decision will, by definition, save lives. And because of its nationwide implications, it serves to restrain the rampant evil of abortion, even here in the Bay State.
The Biden administration filed a notice of appeal just after that Texas decision last night. So nothing is being halted yet. And this whole dispute may not be resolved until it's heard by the Supreme Court.
WBUR's Martha Biebinger, thank you for explaining the impact in Massachusetts of these two contradictory federal court rulings on an abortion medication.
Thanks for having me, Sharon.